All right. So this is reviewing of Thursday's watch of the movie. So I watched it. This time I watched it with so much attention. It was an impressive amount of attention. Much more than I usually do. So I usually have it on, but it's a bit of a distance for me because I don't have the TV. So I usually have it on my iPad, and then it's easy to look away. So this time I had it. I was on the couch, since I'm still not feeling great, on the couch, like right in front of my face. So I was very intensely into it. So I was noticing things. I don't think I had noticed like little shots that I hadn't. Like, cause they're silent shots, so I don't notice them necessarily all the time. There was like little things. I don't know. It was kind of interesting. It was like seeing it again, cause I haven't like watched it in a while, cause I've been watching the commentary and then the various other things. So it was interesting to finally see it again, like the first time. So this watch, I was realizing that the gargoyles are jerks, and they are bad guys, and I don't think actually the creature should have helped them. I think this time I was like, they have actually don't do anything to help, except for the very end of the movie, where she saves his life, but only, because she happens to be there. Besides that, they are nothing but mean to him. They try to kill him. They don't like him. I would say the movie would have made more sense if he's like, I'm gonna forget you guys, I'm gonna become a demon. I mean, besides the fact that demon actually just wanted to turn him into a demon, I think they were a lot nicer to him, and I don't know, I think it would have been more interesting if he just become a demon. I don't think that the gargoyles are very nice to him, so I think that the movie failed on that end, because I think they should have been nicer. They, like, a couple of them are, but the main gargoyle queen lady doesn't seem to care for him at all. She tries to kill him. I'm not even sure why she tries to kill him, because he never really does anything bad. Like, he wants to find the demons in whatever European city number 7, whatever city they're in. He wants to find them, and so he walks around the city, and they find him, and they kill a policeman, and the gargoyle's like, good job, creature, for killing that policeman. He's like, I didn't kill the policeman. They're like, well, you were there. That's it. Then they're gonna lock him up forever, and I was like, that's a little harsh. And they just keep doing that over and over again. They keep snatching him off the street. He's not doing anything bad. He really doesn't do anything bad. The whole movie is actually pretty chill, so it's very confusing. So, in this watch, I was like, I think you should have just said, screw you, gargoyles. I'm gonna go with the demons now. I think this would have been better. So, I'm gonna try with a high and a low now. I think that'll help me focus a bit better. So, my low is still, I think I don't like the gargoyles at all. Like, none of them, except the ones that die at the very beginning, which is Ophir and Keziah. I like them. They're nice. They're the ones that rescue him the first time, and then they sacrifice their lives to save him or something, or shortly after letting him go. So that I think they're my favorite, but otherwise the gargoyles suck. They're awful. They're mean people who don't like people, and so that's that. Okay, and then my high, I think it's still the, I think it's got to be like the accents. They're all lost. Like, everyone in this movie is either... Even the commentary was saying that everyone needed to be British, except Aaron Eckhart, who didn't, which doesn't make any sense. And so, that's funny. So, but they're not all British people. Like, the main girl is Australian, and they keep saying, like, what a great accent she has. I don't know. I mean, not really, but... She keeps, like, very prim and proper. Like, it's not British. It's, like, it sounds fake. It sounds weird. And then Bill Nye just pronounces everything weird. And the girl gargoyle pronounces... Everybody pronounces everything bizarrely, which is highly entertaining. And then Aaron Eckhart has, like, at the beginning, kind of a faux, like, I am a monster. Like, he kind of does, like, a bit of a Cary Grant, like, fake Brit, not Cary Grant's fake British, but, like, kind of a movie star British accent there for, like a hot second. Or, like, I was cast out of the Latin. Like that at the beginning. And then by the end of the movie, like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, he stops doing that. So I think the way just people pronounce every word in this movie is a hoot and a half. Because I don't know if everyone's British. I don't know if Jai Courtney's British. He might be. They don't seem British. Like, none of them, they don't look British. They don't, except Bill Murray. Like, it doesn't make any sense whether they're British. So, I don't know. I think that's my high. They're fabulous accents. Okay, so that's it for the, I think it's, what is that, 17th watch? Oh, boy. Okay, so, wait, the writing, I'm still getting there. I'm not feeling good this week, so I'm trying to do a couple hundred words. I did, I think, 400-ish words. I'm still in the car, so I really haven't progressed the story too much. I just need to, I think tonight or over the weekend when I have just kind of, like, time to breathe, I will get through. I just want to get through this scene, so I just want to get through the car. So basically, he was going to watch the video, the kind of unedited video of the shooting eventually, but I still haven't figured out what's going to be in there that he doesn't already know. I think it's going to be that, like, seeing his wife get hurt is really going to piss him off, and then I guess, like, because the edited video stops early-ish and it's kind of far away, that he doesn't really realize how bad it was. And he gets mad that everyone saw how bad it was, and I think he's gonna realize he can't trick people, and everyone's gonna treat him weird, and I think that's gonna make him mad. So they're gonna be in kind of downtown trying to get people's attention, and he probably, I guess, maybe he'll sneak into maybe the bathroom or something and see the video. I think that makes sense, because I need him to see it, because then we're getting too far in the story for him to be dumb. So I think you need to get him mad faster. I think denial's kind of boring. So I think maybe he'll be out, and then he maybe gets really upset while they're out, and he yells at a paparazzi or something like that, to get more context. So that's where we're at. We're still kind of in the 17,000 word. I think we just need to progress the story out a bit. And get more people involved. So, okay, that's where we're at. So, probably over the weekend, we can get a bigger update. My goal is to get to 20,000 words over the weekend, which is very doable. Last weekend, I think I got like 4,000 or 5,000 words in. So, I should be able to hit that and exceed to that. So, that's where we're at. Okay, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.